Hearing voices?
I'm hearing voices.
You're listening to Hearing Voices with Scott Watson.
This morning on Hearing Voices, we visit with Chef Curtis Stone. You know him for the book Good Food, Good Life, and now Getting Grilled with Curtis Stone on HSN Plus. How much of your time is spent in the business and taping television shows, and how much time do you get to spend cooking?
Oh, I'm in the restaurants nearly every night, mate. I absolutely love being in my restaurants. It's where I feel my happiest. And, you know, I'm with my team, and that's sort of the real key for me. I get to break out here and there, and that's fun too, you know, and every now and then I get to go and do a show. Getting Grilled with Curtis Stone is on HSN Plus, like you said, and it's one of those interesting models. First of all, it's great that you can stream it for free, but it's also – you know, I've had a long relationship with HSN. I've been making kitchenware and selling it there and talking directly to my customers about it. But to be able to sort of sit down with different celebrities from all these different walks of life, athletes and musicians and actors and comedians, and sit down and take my time with them and ask them lots of different questions. And then when you break bread with someone, interesting stuff happens. You know, you open a bottle of wine and that conversation really does flow. And I think it's a really cool, interesting way to do it.
I hesitate to use the word famous people. We will use the term well-known or people of influence. Is there one of those folks that's a really, really, really sharp cookie in the kitchen?
Do you know what? We met so many people. Some were like, you know, I've been on tour my whole life, so really cooking is just not something that I've ever fallen into. And other people like Terry Hatcher, I couldn't believe it, you know, from Desperate Housewives. She was mega famous. She did this giant show, you know, that everyone across the world was watching. And then when she finished it, what she really wanted to do was really learn how to cook. So she actually enrolled in culinary school. So she went and did a course, you just like all these other people that wanted to become chefs. She tells this really funny story that at the end of it, once they sort of qualified, so to speak, they then got the opportunity to meet chefs from restaurants, and these chefs from restaurants came and actually interviewed the students. And she had the guy from Providence, Michael Chimaruski, come in, and he sort of interviewed all the students. And then he got to her and he looked at her and he's like, "Are you who I think you are?" And she was like, "I am, but you know, I did this cooking class because I really wanted to become a great chef." And he's like, "So you're not interested in a job?" And she's like, "Actually, I would love to come and work. You know, I don't want to take the opportunity from someone else if you want to offer it to someone else, but I would love to come." And so she actually took a job in a restaurant, which you would just never believe unless you're sitting opposite her and seeing her passion. And she really wanted to learn something advanced. So we have everyone like her. And then I also just recently sat down with AJ from the Backstreet Boys, and he's like, "I have no idea how to cook. You know, I've never done it. I really would love to learn it." So, you know, we teach him something very, very simple and achievable. So, you know, you really run the gamut on this show, which is fun.
The new show is Getting Grilled with Curtis Stone. He joins me this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson. That show airs on HSN Plus. What's the biggest mistake most people make when grilling?
Oh, good question. I think when you're outside on a grill, if you don't get the grill really hot, that's a problem. You've got to have a hot surface to put that protein onto. The best thing to do is take it out of the fridge half an hour before you cook it, so you temper it slightly, and then you have to rest whatever protein you're cooking. I actually rest it in the middle of the cooking process. So if I'm cooking a big steak, it might be a couple of minutes on either side. Then I stick it on a rack and let it rest for maybe 5 or 6 minutes. Go back onto the grill for another few minutes, and then you pull it off and let it rest again before you carve it. And that way all the juices will distribute through the protein. Did you feel that, Scott? I mean, I could talk about this for an hour, mate. I love grilling, and there's so many great little secrets to it. But yeah, you got to cook on a hot grill.
How much difference does the quality of the meat make when compared with the preparation and the actual grilling, as you just mentioned?
That's a great question. You're talking to a man that owns a butcher shop. So I'm going to tell you, you've got to start with good quality protein, right? You need to have something that's going to cook nicely. But that cooking process is just as important. You know, that resting, the seasoning, the cooking on the right temperature, you can take an average product, and if you cook it really well, it will also be really good. But it's best to start with a great product, of course, when you're trying to find something wonderful, something that has that intermuscular fat, that marbling. That gives you the richness. I like grass fed, but you know that's open to interpretation.
All of our shows are at WHTC.com, and now check out HearingVoicesRadio.com. You can interact with me and listen to all of our shows there as well. We visit with Chef Curtis Stone of Getting Grilled with Curtis Stone. I want to ask you kind of a non-grilling question. The Michelin system I've read a little bit about, is it just way overrated in this day and age?
You know what, mate? They look for wonderful quality, but they look for real consistency. And I always sort of think anyone can cook a great meal, but can you do it every single night for every single guest that's in your dining room? Both my restaurants, Mort and Gwen, have been lucky enough to be awarded that Michelin star, and it's something that I've chased my whole life. You know, I think that ultimate consistency is just as important as the quality, especially for your guests, because you don't want to serve one person a fantastic meal but mess up on table 12. You've got to get it right for everyone. So I actually love the pressure that it puts on us as an industry. I really do think that it helps us sort of raise our game and keep us honest. And you asked me a question, how often are you in the restaurant? I tell you what, if I wasn't in the restaurants, you don't win those awards. You've got to be there. You've got to be driving your team. I think it's fabulous.
Final question. We need a real quick answer. What's your favorite thing to grill?
Ooh, it's got to be a big tomahawk steak. You know, cooking beef on the bone, it's sweet, it's delicious. And if you cook it right, it makes everyone happy.
Getting Grilled with Curtis Stone is available at HSN Plus. The book, Good Food, Good Life, is a good guide for your culinary exploits. Curtis, thanks so much for your time today on Hearing Voices.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott.